This is a CBC podcast. CBC Books is the home for Canadian book lovers. Enter contests, watch videos, and listen to CBC Radio 1's Writers and Company and The Next Chapter all in one place. CBC Books, where readers click. Go to cbc.ca/books.
Sometimes you never really get a full appreciation for a musician's talent until you hear them play the music that has most influenced them. Today on Take Liberty, Jeff Liberty previews the latest album from a maritime artist who has been in the biz for years and is now tackling the music that makes her happy.
The sun goes down, leaves me sad and blue. The iron curtain falls on this cold war with you. Though you won't speak, and I won't speak, that it's true. Two stubborn people with a cold war to go through.
This is usually the week when we start hearing seasonal music everywhere, but this week I'm going in a bit of a different direction. The Canadian Folk Music Awards were just in St. John, and I went to the gala at the Imperial Theatre. The evening showcased a stellar lineup of Canadian folk music, including an arresting performance by Bible Hill, Nova Scotia native Cindy Church. Church is a bright light on the Canadian music scene, performing with various collaborators, including Quartet, with Caitlin Hanford, Gwen Swick, and Sylvia Tyson. Lunch at Allen's is another Church collaboration that includes three other Canadian icons, Murray McLaughlin, Mark Jordan, and Ian Thomas. And finally, her wondrous music is Rankin, Church & Crowe, with Susan Crowe and the late Raylene Rankin. Church has just released her much-anticipated fourth solo album, Sad Songs Make Me Happy. In the liner notes of the CD, Church says the title came from some old friends around a kitchen table enjoying a glass of wine. Church says the dishes were cleared away and the guitars came out. A certain sentimental country song was played which made Church confess the words, "Sad songs make me happy." I have to say the CD is perfect for this time of year. It's an album to put on with good company, with a fire roaring in the fireplace and frost on the windows. It's an intimate sound where less is definitely more. The production is a marvel. It has a crisp sound where the clarity of every note and word shimmers. Church's voice is elegant and achingly gorgeous. It's an effortless approach that only a talent as distinct as Church could pull off. It's an album full of your new favorite covers, including the Church and Crowe co-write, Autumn Leaves Are Blue. This album was meant to play through from beginning to end. I recommend this album to fans of Patti Griffin, Emmylou Harris, or Victoria Williams. To discover more about Cindy Church and buy her new album, Sad Songs Make Me Happy, go to cindychurch.com. From the CD, this is one of my favorite songs, with background vocals compliments of Gwen Swick. Here is Cindy Church with Can't Cry Hard Enough.
I'm gonna live my life like every day's the last, without a simple goodbye. It all goes by so fast. Now that you're gone, I can't cry hard enough. No, I can't cry hard enough for you to hear me now. Gonna open my eyes and see for the first time. I've let go of you like a child letting go of his kite. Oh, there it goes up in the sky. There it goes beyond the clouds. No reason why. Oh, I can't cry hard enough. Oh, I can't cry hard. Just an empty chair. Oh, and now that you're gone, I can't cry hard enough. No, I can't cry hard enough for you to hear.
That is from her new recording, Sad Songs Make Me Happy, Cindy Church with Can't Cry Hard Enough, and Jeff Liberty will return in 2 weeks' time with another maritime musician.
Looking for more CBC podcasts? Go to cbc.ca/podcasting.